Overall, the international financial authorities have handled this crisis the same way as previous ones. They bailed out the failing institutions and applied monetary and fiscal stimulus. But this crisis was much bigger, and at first, the same techniques didn't work. The rescue of Lehman Brothers failed. That was a game-changing event. Financial markets actually ceased to function and had to be put on artificial life support. This meant that governments had to effectively guarantee that no other institution whose failure would endanger the system would be allowed to fail. That's when the crisis spread to the periphery, because periphery countries couldn't provide equally credible guarantees. This time it was Eastern Europe that was the worst hit. The countries at the center used the balance sheets of their central banks to pump money into the system and to guarantee the liabilities of commercial banks, and governments engaged in deficit financing to stimulate the economy on an unprecedented scale. And these measures have been successful, and the global economy appears to be stabilizing. There is a growing belief that the global financial system has once again escaped collapse, and we are slowly returning to business as usual. This, in my opinion, is a grave misinterpretation of the current situation. Humpty Dumpty can't be put together again. Let me explain why.